Not seeing your issue? Ages 11 to 14. Now is the right time. Age 13. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, your influence is essential in your teen's success. There are intentional ways to grow a healthy parent-teen relationship while instilling confidence in your teen to persist toward their goals and succeed in all areas of life. Everyone faces challenges, yet mistakes and failures are necessary for your 13-year-old's learning and development. With your guidance and support, mistakes become a tool for learning and growing confidence. The key to any parenting issue is finding ways to communicate to meet your and your child's or teen's needs. The steps below include specific, practical strategies and effective conversation starters to prepare you as you address any issue with your child or teen. Why any issue? As you address any issues, you build the foundation for your child's or teen's development. Your focus on cultivating a safe, trusting relationship and promoting life skills can create greater opportunities for connection, cooperation, and enjoyment, trust in each other, a sense of well-being and motivation. Engaging in these 5 steps is an investment that builds your skills as an effective parent or someone in a parenting role to use on any issues and builds essential skills that will last a lifetime for your child or teen. Throughout this tool, there are opportunities for children and teens to become more self-aware and deepen their social awareness, exercise their self-management skills, build their relationship skills, demonstrate and practice responsible decision-making and problem-solving. 5 steps for any issue. This 5-step process helps you and your child or teen with any issue. It builds critical life skills in your child or teen. The same process can be used to address other specific parenting issues. Whether it's your 11-year-old confiding in you that they don't feel ready for 5th grade, your 12-year-old crying that they have no real friends, or your 14-year-old hiding homework to avoid facing it, these steps and associated questions can help you support your child or teen. Here is a tip. These steps are done best when you and your child or teen are not tired or in a rush. Here is a tip. Intentional communication and healthy parenting relationships will support these steps. Based on your child's or teen's developmental milestones, you will want to focus on the following as you move through the 5 steps. Your youth's sense of belonging or desire to fit in. How your youth experiences self-talk and how to reframe negative self-talk. Normalizing experiences. Youth at this age tend to believe they are the only ones experiencing specific challenges. Your youth's transition to the middle school environment, new academic practices, and relationships with friends, peers, and teachers. Step 1. Get your child or teen thinking by getting their input. Getting your child's or teen's input will help you better understand their thoughts, feelings, and challenges related to their feelings when confronting challenges. When your child or teen provides feedback, they have a more significant stake in the issue, a sense of ownership, and often greater responsibility around resolving the issue. Are more motivated to work together on making informed decisions, understanding the reasons behind those decisions about critical aspects of their life, grow their self-control as well as problem-solving skills. Actions. Some examples of getting input from your child or teen are: what outcome are you hoping for? Tell me more about what's going on. How do you see your role in this situation? In what ways can I support you? It seems like something happened that upset you. Tell me a little bit more about what happened. What are some of the feelings you notice? You seem quieter than usual today. Is there anything on your mind you'd like to discuss? What made today stand out for you? What was the highlight? If you could change one thing about today, what would it be? What's currently getting you excited about school? Is there something troubling you that you'd like to talk about? What strategies might help with sadness when it arises? How could we work together to improve the situation? How do you think your friends might handle a scenario like this? What would you say if you had the opportunity to talk with the person? What might happen if you did not make a change? In your opinion, what steps could we take to address this issue? Is there a skill you wish you were better at? Can you share something new you've learned recently? Tell me more about specific topic. What tasks could you easily accomplish? Which tasks do you think are harder? What are some similar tasks or challenges you've faced previously? How can I best help you? How do you imagine you'll feel once it's completed? Tell me more about what's going on with your friends. How do you see your role in this situation? In what ways can I support you? You feel like you're stuck in the middle between two people you care about a lot. That can be hard. How do you show up for each of these friends? It seems like there is no clear path forward to figuring this out. What are some ideas you have? Step 2. Teach new skills. It's easy to forget that children and teens learn daily. Your child or teen is likely to make some mistakes. How you handle those moments can determine how you help grow their confidence. Learning about developmental milestones can help you better understand what your child or teen is experiencing. For example, children and teens ages 11 to 14 are starting to see from another person's perspective. They also want to be liked and may engage in excluding others to gain popularity. Are starting to feel more confident. They'll seek out risks and peers will exert pressure and also support. Are experiencing bodily changes. They can be highly sensitive as they work to define their independent identity while still being dependent upon you. They may feel an ever greater sense of peer pressure. May act like they know it all. Despite this, they still look to adults to set boundaries. They are gaining interest in others as romantic partners and will have crushes, broken hearts, and worries related to relationships. Teaching is different than just telling. Teaching builds basic skills, grows problem-solving abilities, and prepares your child or teen for success. Teaching also involves modeling and practicing the positive behaviors you want to see, promoting skills, and preventing problems. Actions. Here are some ways that you can teach new skills to your child or teen. How did you get through something like this before? If I were your friend, what advice would you give me? Let's talk about some of the ways you can do this. It sounds like you're going through a lot. Would you like me to just listen, or would you like us to brainstorm some ideas together on how you can solve the problem? Would you be open to me sharing a few ideas I have about this? Let's pretend I am your friend. Practice telling me how you are feeling. Let's brainstorm a few different ways of solving this. It's normal to feel overwhelmed when trying something new. Let's break it down into smaller steps and do it together. You've overcome difficult things before. How did you do it? I am going to tell you this in a couple of different ways. Tell me which one feels better and why. Let's slow this down. I will show you the first part, and then you try the second part. I can see us both getting upset about this. Let's pause and take a few deep breaths together. I can tell that this is important to you. It is hard for me to see the other side when something is that important. What do you think the other person might be feeling or thinking if we step back? It's easy to get overwhelmed when it feels so big. What do you think the first step is in this assignment? Let's talk about some of the ways you can complete this assignment. When was the last time you faced something really tough? How did you get through it? If I were your friend struggling with a school assignment, what advice would you give me? It feels like I don't understand what you are going through. What do you wish I understood better? Step 3. Practice to grow skills and develop habits. Daily routines can allow your child or teen to practice new skills. Practice grows vital new brain connections that strengthen each time your child or teen works hard toward a goal or demonstrates belief in themselves. It also provides significant opportunities to increase self-efficacy. Strive to create the conditions to support their success. And take time to explore what makes them feel confident and what takes away from their confidence. Share the experiences and skills you use when you don't feel confident. Actions. Here are some examples of ways you can practice with your child or teen. It's your turn. Let me see how you do it. Let's take turns practicing this. I am so impressed with how hard you are trying. It shows how important this is to you. What are some things we have practiced before that are like this issue? What are some fun ways we can practice doing this together? What might it look like tomorrow when you try this? What are some ways in which you could practice this by yourself? Let's focus on the frustrating school assignment as we practice to grow our youth skills and habits. What are some things that you are good at that you can use in this situation? Let's pretend you see me getting frustrated about something I need to do at work that I'm not very confident about. What would you say to me? What are some things you can do the next time this happens? I know things can feel frustrating when you first start. I will hang in there with you while you get through the challenging part. You can meet or overcome any challenge with time, practice, and hard work. Remember when you did it, even when you thought you couldn't? Step 4. Support your child's or teen's development and success. By providing support, you reinforce your child's or teen's ability to succeed, help them grow cause and effect thinking as they address problems and failures, and help them take responsibility. Actions. Here are some examples of how you can support your child's or teen's development and success. I'm here to help. It's amazing to see how you are sticking with this, even though it is tough. How did it feel to complete that project? What do you think you did well? What would you do differently next time? What motivates you to give this your best effort? How did that go differently this time than before when it didn't work out either? One of your best qualities is blank. That will come in handy with this project. I know this is a challenging space for you, but I have seen you overcome challenges before and come out on top. Step 5. Recognize efforts. No matter how old your child or teen is, your positive reinforcement and encouragement have a significant impact. If your child or teen is working to grow their skills, even in small ways, it will be worthwhile to recognize it. Your recognition can go a long way in promoting positive behaviors and expanding your child's or teen's confidence. Your recognition also encourages safe, secure, and nurturing relationships, a foundation for strong communication and a healthy relationship with you as they grow. There are many ways to reinforce your child's or teen's efforts. It is helpful to distinguish between 3 types of reinforcement: recognition, rewards, and bribes. These 3 distinct parenting behaviors impact how your child's or teen's behavior. These 3 distinct parenting behaviors impact your child's or teen's behavior differently. Recognition occurs after you observe the desired behavior in your child or teen. Noticing and naming the specific behavior you want to reinforce is key to promoting more of it. Recognition can include nonverbal acknowledgement, such as a smile or hug. Rewards can be helpful in certain situations by providing a concrete, timely, and positive incentive for doing a good job. A reward is determined beforehand so the child or teen knows what to expect, like, if you behave in the store, you will get a treat on the drive home. If you X, then I'll X. It stops any negotiations in the heat of the moment. A reward could be used to teach positive behavior or break a bad habit. The goal should be to help your child or teen progress to a time when the reward will no longer be needed. Rewards can decrease a child's or teen's internal motivation if used too often. Unlike a reward, bribes aren't planned ahead of time and generally happen when a parent or someone in a parenting role is in the middle of a crisis, like in the grocery store checkout line, where a child or teen is screaming. To avoid disaster, a parent offers to give them a treat if the child or teen will stop crying. While bribes can be helpful in the short term to manage stressful situations, they will not grow lasting motivation or behavior change and should be avoided. Here is a trap to avoid. It can be easy to resort to bribes when recognition and occasional rewards are underutilized. If parents or those in a parenting role frequently resort to bribes, it is likely time to revisit the 5-step process. Actions. Recognize small steps along the way. Don't wait for significant accomplishments, like the whole bedtime routine going smoothly, to recognize effort. Remember that your recognition can work as a tool to promote more positive behaviors. Find small ways your child or teen makes an effort and let them know you see them. Build celebrations into your routine. For example, after you've completed your bedtime routine, snuggle and read before bed. Or in the morning, before you leave for work, take a few minutes to listen to music together. In closing, engaging in these 5 steps is an investment that grows your skills as an effective parent, which you can use on many other issues and essential skills that will last a lifetime for your child. Throughout this tool, children and teens have opportunities to become more confident while growing their social and emotional skills. References. Center for Health and Safety Culture, 2024. Not Seeing Your Issue, Ages 11 to 14. Retrieved from https://www.toolsforyourchildsuccess.org. Copyright 2024, Center for Health and Safety Culture at Montana State University. This content does not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the Tools for Your Child Success communities, financial supporters, contributors, SAM, HSA, or the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.